Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 25th of September 2018, and this is the 884th Moll Out Loud podcast. I just made a 20-minute podcast that I pressed the wrong button for and it didn't record, which is a bit of a pity because it was a lovely amble up here with you, and I'm on the zigzag path of Knocklofty. It's the first time I've been on a proper walk for a bit of a while, and I'm feeling very stiff and a bit unfit. I need to limber up. I've really spent far too much time sitting. And if any day is going to be a lull, it is today, because the next stage of the course gets uploaded on Tuesdays. And because of the time difference for me, it means it comes in on Tuesday evening rather than first thing. Of course, there's still plenty to do, but there'll be plenty more to do tomorrow. So today's the day. It's quite a cool morning. It's hat and glove weather. I think it was 2 overnight or 3 overnight. Something pretty cool anyway. And it's clouding over. It was very blue first thing, but clouding over now, but not a drop of wind. And just below, I went past a beautiful stand of wattle. A lot of the wattle is over now, and sometimes you don't really notice it going over because it's just incredibly vibrant when it first comes out. But your eyes sort of adjust as it gets later in the season. But there must be another variety down in that copse that had just come out, and really beautiful. And I was also standing and watching some tiny birds. They're quite tame, and I think they're pardalots. There is a pardalot called the 40-spotted pardalot, which is very rare, endangered. And I don't think it was one of those. I couldn't get close enough to count the spots. So there is a much more common variety, and I don't really know how many spots it has. So that was a bit special anyway. They're really sweet little things. Yes, it has been a bit of a week for sitting and staring at a screen. And it's also been pretty hard work on my arm. And so I'm doing this walk really to try and straighten myself out a bit. And in fact, I will have to stop holding the phone to my face because that's not really allowing my arms to swing. But just for the moment, that's fine. Oh, it's so beautiful up here. I did have the afternoon off writing yesterday. I went to listen to this play I mentioned yesterday called The Campaign. And it was great going down there. It was very moving watching these young actors representing something that I was involved in and wrote about so long ago, 30 years ago. And they, poor things, had no idea that we were going to be there, that the people who they were representing were going to be there. And it was their first day, so they were coming to the script cold, although they had read I think a previous version, they'd been sent a previous version, but they hadn't met each other before, so this was really the first day of rehearsals. And then suddenly it was not something, I was going to say academic, that's not quite what I mean. It wasn't a play that they were reading about kind of unknown people, about something that happened a long time ago, because they were facing those people. And I could kind of see that they were studious, several of them were studiously looking at the people they weren't representing rather than the ones that they were. So they each had multiple parts, and well, that was interesting in itself. I was very, I had a very, very tiny couple of sections in it. Because I was mainly there because I'd written the book that they kind of drew on for the play. And I was surprised how moving it was watching these events unfold, and how, well, kind of pleased I am that they're being re-shown at this point. That the sometimes I think when you've been involved in campaigns that have been successful, the difficulty or the ordeals faced that have ignited the campaign get forgotten. You know, a generation, this is a generation and a half later, and people have grown up with the fruits of that work, but without the knowledge that it was ever any different from the way they're experiencing it right now. And in a way, that's what you want. You don't want them to be carrying that baggage, but it's also nice. It's lovely to be acknowledged. And it was also a bit of kind of living through those times and really what terrible things were being done and said. I'm very, very glad I went, and the play is being performed in about 5 weeks' time. I think there'll be a few. I'm not sure how long their run is supposed to be. It's lovely to be on this path. I'd rather wanted to do that one I have that's the circumference of Knocklofty, which is so beautiful and really kind of off track. But one of its disadvantages is that it's because it's round the hill, it's very lopsided for your legs, so you're always walking with one foot uphill and the other foot downhill. And because one of the objects of this walk is to even myself out after all this sitting and screen watching, it seemed like a rather bad idea. So I'm heading up the zigzag path, and I'm going to take a detour to that spot I went to or discovered a couple of weeks ago, which had the view, that panoramic view of the big mountain, Kunanyi, and the smaller mountains in the distance, and the river. And then I'll rejoin this zigzag path and go to the summit, and then come down the fire trail. So it'll be a really decent walk. And it'll be good because tonight is Writer's Cave again, and so I'll need to be limber for 3 hours of writing, and I'll also it'll also be the point at which I think the course materials will come through again. And I would like to get an early start on those, because I realised last time when it was a few days later that I posted that people were much slower at responding. So the end of last week became a bit frenetic in trying to respond to responses and get responses. So we'll see how we go, because I've got absolutely no idea what's going to be involved. I just know that the general theme is character. And I think I feel relatively confident about character, but it'll probably bring up things I've not thought of. So I'm hoping it does. Anyway, I'm going to pause this now and just enjoy my walk and swing my arms. But it's been lovely having you with me for this bit. Hello, I'm back. I'm sitting in my garden and looking at my tulips that have come out and are coming, poking through the green grass. I had a lovely, lovely time on Knocklofty. I think I was there for about 2.5 hours, and on the top, on the crest of the hill, I bumped into a man from Bangladesh, I should say. It's beginning to sound like the beginning of a limerick, but it wasn't. And we had a lovely talk he told me about the beautiful rivers in Bangladesh and the fish, the different fish that were there. And then he was telling me that he'd had some last night, so I thought that was a bit exciting, fish from Bangladesh. And so he told me about a Nepali grocer that has recently opened in a couple of suburbs away, about halfway to the Mona, and that they sometimes have it there. So at some point when I have a day off, I'm going to go up there and have an explore. It sounds wonderful. And nice to have that sort of a destination. So if there's a lovely day, and it happens to be a Tuesday, if it's in the next 6 weeks, I shall pop up there. But for the moment, this has just been a really lovely day, morning off, and I'm about to go inside, do the washing up, have some lunch. I've only just had breakfast, but I kind of think it's lunchtime. Maybe I won't have lunch. And then prepare to get back to doing this premise I've been working on. I'll do that at the cafe. If there's any room, it looked very full when I came past just before. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that things are going well for you, that you are able to take time out if that's what you need. And it's probably important that we all remember that we do need it sometimes, and sometimes we need it an awful lot of the time. I'm in a kind of a phase of energy that is much far above my usual level, and I kind of am a bit aware of that. But make hay, and that's what I'm doing.
have a great day with whatever it is that you is most important to you, and whether you're dreaming about it or really engrossed in it or both, I hope it is a really good time for you. If not, maybe just be very, very gentle with yourself, and just be in your world, or distract yourself from it, if that is the only way to go. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I'll talk to you again soon.